Establishment media express collective outrage over Democrats' impeachment video. By Kyle Olson on February 9, 2021. Several members of the media took to Twitter to express outrage over the House Democrats' selectively edited impeachment trial video. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, who previously objected to results from Donald Trump's 2016 victory, showed a dramatic video that spliced together Trump's statements with protesters who attacked the Capitol. The video, for example, edited out Trump's remark to his supporters to peacefully make their voices heard. Nevertheless, journalists sounded off. "Just sickening," said Guy Benson of Fox News. Never Trumper Matt Lewis of the Daily Beast opined. "Anyone watching this trial who still votes to acquit is either too stupid or too immoral to keep their jobs in the U.S. Senate. This is gonna be a tough week for the Capitol Hill community," NBC News correspondent Garrett Hawk said. CNN anchor Abby D. Phillip weighed in, as well. "As we watch video of this horror unfolding, keep in mind not only the five people killed but the dozens of officers who were casualties, who sustained brain damage, lost sight and other horrific injuries," she said. "I still can't believe this all happened," NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt said of the protest that revealed those charged with protecting the Capitol were unprepared. 10 minutes later, she followed up with, "Never forget." CBS News White House reporter Catherine Watson admitted, "It's hard to be objective about that when you watch this jarring footage." CNN senior White House correspondent Phil Mattingly was triggered by the edited video. "It's an interesting experience watching all the things you've tried for weeks, mostly in vain, to compartmentalize or hide in some unreachable part of your brain, come rushing back to life like this," he said. NBC News senior Washington correspondent Hallie Jackson added that trauma is still so fresh. Jackson's colleague, Rebecca Shabud, said the footage gave her the chills. Huffington Post reporter Matt Fuller was more visceral in his reaction to the Democrats' version of events. "Trump telling murderous rioters that he loves them and they're very special, while many were still occupying the Capitol, really is an underappreciated element of his traitorous behavior," he declared. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.